大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
Today's podcast is on expressions.
Or as some people say, idioms.
Yes. 特别的，我们今天要聊的是 idioms or expressions using animals, 就是和动物有关的俚语和习语。
In English, you will find there are a lot of expressions using animals. In fact, I think in your own language, the same thing happens. You have expressions with animals and you use them every day.
嗯，像鹅毛大雪啊，鸡飞狗跳啊，狐假虎威啊，双龙活虎啊，等等等等。
Yeah, that's enough. So what we're going to do today is give you about four of them from different animals, and we want you to understand what they mean and be able to use them.
那么如果你想要查看今天节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So I guess we're going to start with monkeys.
Oh yeah, I remember you said you want to keep a monkey as a pet.
Yes, I do.
Okay, 好的。
But the expression I'm thinking of is monkey see, monkey do. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I happen to know this one. It means to copy.
Right. If you watch monkeys or apes, you know they copy humans all the time. You see them walking, talking, and trying to act like us. And because of that, we use the idiom monkey see, monkey do.Talk about a person who is copying you or copying something else, especially babies or children.
就翻译成中文呢，叫做有样学样 ，monkey see, monkey do。我们其实可以单独的用它就好了。比如说小朋友最喜欢去学大人说话做事了，这个时候呢，妈妈可能就会在旁边讲说 ，monkey see, monkey do， 真是有样学样的。But it could be an insult sometimes, right?
Right, like some people say, if your friends jump off a bridge, will you jump too? Kind of means don't make stupid decisions because of other people. And since monkeys maybe, you know, make stupid decisions when they're trying to copy a human, so if someone says monkey see, monkey do, they're not really giving you a compliment. So don't use it on people unless you're using it in a funny way, with a friend, or if you want to insult someone.
所以大家使用的时候需要注意一下，因为猴子经常被看作是比人类低一等的，所以这个短语常常会有侮辱的意思在里面。我们常常会用在比如说好朋友之间开玩笑啦，或者除非你本意就是想侮辱对方的时候，再或者呢 use it for children， 用在孩子的身上。
Right, children don't know any better and they don't know we're insulting them. So we can say they're not as smart as adults.
然后接下来呢，第二个我们要来讲 cats have always been popular with humans， 也是我一直想要养的宠物之一啊。当然，这个都不重要。重点是呢，我们要讲的这个短语叫做 let the cat out of the bag.
Right. So let's first of all imagine we have a cat, and then we put the cat in a bag.
Yeah.
And then someone accidentally lets the cat out. This is the expression. The cat is a secret. The bag is holding the secret. So the cat is out of the bag. You revealed the secret.
哎，对，就是泄露秘密的意思。而且这个短语有一种不小心露出了马脚、露了馅儿的意思。I mean, maybe you don't want to reveal the secret, but you say something which gives it away.
Right. So an example could be, we plan to give her a surprise birthday party, but he let the cat out of the bag.
或者最简单的例子，就当你告诉别人一个秘密的时候，你要叮嘱他千万别说出去了。你就可以讲 ，Don't let the cat out of the bag.
All right.And the next one, since we're thinking about cats, I'm thinking about fish. And the expression is like a fish out of water.
Okay, do you know there's a Chinese idiom? 我们说如鱼得水。
Oh, I know every idiom. No, I don't know this one. Is it a fish getting in water?
Right.
Oh.
But it's a metaphor.
Okay.
It indicates being with someone or being in a situation that you're comfortable with. So I guess like a fish out...of water just means the opposite.
Right, a fish belongs in water. So if a fish is out of water, it's not comfortable, it's not happy. So like a fish out of water means unfamiliar and usually uncomfortable in your surroundings.
所以这个短语的意思呢，就是和如鱼得水恰好相反，就是通常表示对环境感到不适应啊，不自在啊，很别扭啊，就好像鱼离开了水一样。
Okay, so just imagine you've changed your job and the new workplace makes you feel uncomfortable. You don't know what to do. You don't know anyone there. You could say you feel like a fish out of water.
Okay, 今天要讲的最后一种动物呢，可能是因为刚过完年吧，我决定要讲 pig. So when you imagine a pig, what do you usually think of?
I think of a pig.
All right. 通常呢，我们想到这个猪的时候啊，usually... they're messy,
脏兮兮的,
right.
They eat a lot.
They eat too much.
Yeah, nothing,
don't eat politely.
Nothing to do with intelligence.
对，吃的很多，然后呢，又吃的很粗鲁。所以呢，我们要讲的这个短语 pig out 就是像猪一样大吃大喝 to eat a lot.
Right, and if you pig out, you eat a lot of junk food or maybe unhealthy food and large amounts of it.
就通常都是非常态的或者比 正常情况下吃的多很多通常都是不太健康的要么吃大堆要么就是吃那些垃圾食品
Right, I guess you could say pig out on salad but it would sound much better if you said pig out on pizza
because pizza sounds more
unhealthy
Yeah, 大家有没有发现 pig out on something 就是还可以具体说明你大吃大喝的这个东西比如说我们去大吃一顿 pizza 吧就是 pig out on pizza好啦最后呢我们再来过一遍今天学的动物短语首先呢
The first one Monkey see, monkey do
有样学样
The second one Let the cat out of the bag
泄露秘密露出马脚露馅
The third one Like a fish out of water
对环境感到不适应非常的别扭
The final one To pig out
表示大吃大喝狼吞虎咽好的感谢大家收听我们今天的节目如果你想更加系统的学习英文欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了
So I guess that's all for today's podcast and I hope you all have understood these animal idioms and I hope you'll be able to use them daily in conversations
那就我是卡拉
And I'm Joseph
拜拜
Bye.
再见